Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody, this is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and you are joining us with the Female Solution and my show, Self Cell Care. What's really special today is today, for the first time ever, I am live streaming this on Instagram. I'm not an Instagram queen on any level, but we are going to do our very best to spread the word. And whose word are we spreading today? Dr. Steven Spencer. And I will bring him on. We are doing distant healings today. We're also going to talk about the subconscious mind, because he's an expert. And this is probably one of my favorite topics. So let me bring him on. Dr. Steven, how are you?
Good morning. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Excuse me?
Good to be on the show again.
Oh, yeah. I love having you here. Our followers love having you here. So you are a bright light, and we're grateful to have you in our space, right? This go around in life.
Right. We've all been here many times.
Yeah, we have. So I want to start the show about talking about the subconscious mind and how that impacts, you know, how we live our day to day.
So the subconscious mind is the attractor pattern for the strange things that happen in our life. And so inside every cell, we have a self-receptor, and that self-receptor manifests in our experiences. And so you were programmed before you came here to experience certain things. You signed up for these lessons before you came here. And so in the subconscious mind, we have the power to transform the way that the cell perceives or receives, right? So if you change your thoughts, you change your beliefs, we attract in different experiences. So the subconscious mind, which is 95% of our thought, is that way to access into the into that change that we wish to see. So it really is, you know, everybody says, oh, it comes from within, it comes from within, and it really does. Your inner world really creates your outer world, because it's you aren't aware of what you're not aware of. So the subconscious mind, being 95% of your thought, will draw in the experiences that that everyone perceives as the pains, fears, and challenges of life that are really the gifts and strange wrapping paper that, you know, you just have to choose to love whatever arises in your life. Once you choose to do that, you transform it or transmute those thoughts that attract that experience. We get the things that we actually wanted to want to have, that like that people perceive and want, which is the money, the love, and the health.
Right. And so I think, you know, what you're saying is that we're embracing, and I just caught my little spongy in my hair. There we go. We're embracing, so it's easy to embrace the good, right? Some embrace
yeah,
the good.
Like everybody does that, right?
Yeah, that's easy. But embracing the adversity that comes your way and looking at it and embracing it, that adversity as a lesson and not as a make wrong, right?
Yeah, it's just a lesson, not a, it's just a lesson, not a prison sentence.
Thank you. Point in time. It's simply a point in time. It looks like we may have, Andrew says, good to see you, Dr. Steven. Andrew, you have a link to the show. Get your butt on here because we need to have the girls. You know, Tinkerbell and Fagla, I'm actually off site today. I'm doing some training. And so I carved out this time, of course, because I don't miss my show. It's my sacred duty to help the world.
Where are you staying at right now?
We are in Acworth, Georgia. So it's actually not far, God bless, from where we live, but we are staying at the person's home. So
it's always fun to travel, though.
It is fun to travel. I've been doing more traveling lately, so I'm kind of excited about that, like, and to see where that takes me. So
awesome.
I am going to, and we have a few callers, so I want to just let people know. So today we're also doing distant healing. The phone number, there's several ways to play, okay? You can either send a message. Andrew, that's hilarious. He says, the birds are still asleep. I'll bring them on soon. They had a rough night last night. I can tell you they were processing and integrating all the downloads. So, but in order to get a distant healing, call into the show at 515-605-9325. Press 1 and you get to ask your question. Now, if that's not how you want to play, that's fine. You can send a message where we're airing on YouTube, LinkedIn, or Facebook, and Dr. Steve can, you know, support you with that as well. Anything you want to add to that, Dr. Steven, or...
No, in the future, maybe there's a way that they can actually get on live and we can actually stream them on the show too. I don't know.
You know what? I'd be willing to do that. Although I would have to channel each one to make sure, because that, you know, I had someone on the show last week who did a demo that was probably not PG. So we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. We're going to clean that up later on today, the energy that's left. But if you are on Instagram, and I see that we have a few people on Instagram, so I'm just going to put that number in the thread, because I know you can't see our show, but this is just a simulcast. But it's 515-605, I think it's 9325. 9325, you know, you can either just call in that number to listen to the show, or you can also call in and press 1 and ask questions. So, Steve, how did you, talk to us about how you got into what you're doing today, because what you're doing is unique, right? And I think we're both exposed to some really amazing healers, but then you've taken it to you have a unique niche. You want to share about that and what that journey looked like?
Well, it started out where I was I started having back problems when I was like 13 years old. I had scoliosis, and I had my first back injury when junior high, when I was wrestling. Somebody landed on top of me, crushed, like pulled me in half, and I had back pain ever since. And so, I got you rested, you got over it, but I was always stiff. And it wasn't until when I was like 20, first bulging disc I had was when I was 18. I was working on a construction site and had two lumbar bulging discs, L4, L5, and L5S1. And I was miserable. I mean, I couldn't move, and I had bed rest, and nothing was working. And it just finally, after months and months, probably 6 months of just resting and not working out, not doing anything, it finally got better, but it wasn't gone. And I always suffered with it. And it was then, 22, I got into bodybuilding. I was working out with poor structure, working on a bad foundation. Right. And then all of a sudden one day I heard a big pop in my low back, and I lost motor control of my right foot, and they wanted to do surgery. And I was like, no way, this doesn't fix the scoliosis. There's gotta be a way to fix this. And so I started traveling around, tried the muscle activation techniques. I did massages and acupuncture, physical therapy, all the standard stuff that people usually do to attempt to get well. And none of it worked. None of it helped. Maybe mitigated a little bit, but none of it helped. And so I got into, I said, there's got to be something deeper with this. So I started looking around, and I found, yoga and meditation. And, I met this chiropractor, Darren Weissman, who became one of my mentors. And he wrote a book called The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude. And so, I started working out of his office. I was doing this unique muscle activation stuff. I was working out of his office. I learned his technique. And through that, it helped, but it didn't solve my problem either. It was a big, big part of it. And then I was looking for biochemical answers. I was doing blood work, looking at nutrition, biochemistry. And I met a doctor in Highland Park up by me in Chicago. And this guy was a mechanical engineer. He went to chiropractic school. He told the school, you're doing everything wrong. And he was like, I don't know how to fix it, but you're doing everything wrong. So anyway, through the process, he had gotten together with some other people, an aeronautical engineer and a neurosurgeon, and they comprised a system that fixes 100% of orthopedic issues. Well, through that, the scoliosis started correcting itself. I started getting well, and, but after I started getting well, I started getting into the practice. I was doing, a lot of the subconscious mind healing stuff. I kind of fallen off the journey. What happened is I started, I was dating women, and I had some big issues with them, and I realized there are some really messed up people out there. but you look at the correlation behind, their thoughts and their beliefs and what happens in their life with their health conditions, and you can totally see the writing on the wall.
Right.
Right, because we attract into our life what we believe.
Exactly, yeah.
What you believe, you perceive. So now all of a sudden, I'd see all these people that were projecting all their problems at you. Right. And you're like, I know this isn't me. Like, this is unbelievable. So through all that, I said, I know how to fix this stuff because I understand exactly what's going on. I understand the health conditions. I understand, because their body speaks the mind. I understand how to interpret that. So that is the love language of the universe. Right. It's sending you messages, pushing you in the right direction. So it becomes these gifts and strange wrapping paper that are misinterpreted as painful, as health challenges, but they're really just there as awakening to force you to understand what's going on in your subconscious mind. And so
it's almost like, so when you, I feel that it's almost, like when you're driving a car, right? And the engine light goes off. So the engine light is an indicator that something needs attention.
Yeah.
We have our own internal engine light, and, you know, but we've been programmed to ignore the light. Oh, gosh, in more ways than one. So we've been programmed to ignore these engine lights in our body. But we know that if the engine light goes on in our car, you got to get that to the auto mechanic right away, because
and also what people actually do is they, by ignoring, they internalize, deny, or disconnect from the situation and push on. That's the, you know, standard American way, was push through it. But you never get rid of it that way. It just gets repressed. And when you repress it, put it in the back of the mind, the pattern is still running the subconscious level, right? And when it's running on that subconscious level, now all of a sudden that limbic part of the brain, that emotional part of the brain, which is attached to the cerebellum, and that it will speak to you in symptoms such as high blood pressure. It'll speak to you in symptoms such as back pain. It'll speak to you in symptoms such as cholesterol issues, such as cancer, whatever the case is, your body manifests in these illnesses.
Well, and so it's interesting. One of the things that because I understand that so well, but didn't understand that we know that we're always programming our minds through watching TV, listening to the radio. We're programming people's minds, but for the positive, I think. So what I started doing recently is a new mantra, and it's I am peace. I am love, right? And I watched my husband follow suit, and you see the face shift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you literally can see the face shift as you're, you know, I am peace, you know, I am love. Because I'm fueling my soul with the most positive energy and vibration, and the body responds.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it does. I mean, people say fake it till you make it. And here's where I'm going with this, right? People always say fake it till you make it. Say I'm peace and love. So they make these affirmations and they repeat them over and over and over, but their life doesn't change.
Okay.
And so it's almost like, you know, they want to talk about toxic masculinity, which is the most ridiculous thing ever, but, you know, toxic positivity. And so they say the mantra over and over and over, but their subconscious mind is already programmed in a different way. So they can say it all they want, but until you get to the core instance of when they were not peace and love, and what they do not see as peace and love in their life, they will never really be peace and love.
So how do you help people with converting that?
So you would have to find the original currents and then transform that into a different frequency. So whatever the circumstance was, it doesn't allow them to see peace and love in their life, being maybe 5 years old, maybe a past life, maybe it's epigenetic, where it's programming that's passed down through lineage, right? And so we have to go through and find out where that original currents is and change that so the program can be rewritten.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing today. So we want to invite you to call into the show at 515-605-9325. If you like to actually come backstage and work with Dr. Steven, and I know you, send me a private text, and we can get you on the backstage, and you can be on the show and receive a distant healing. That would be lots of fun. And when you
we should call it remote healing.
Remote healing. Okay.
There you go. That's better.
Okay. So we're
it is from a distance, but it's remote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remote healing. We have someone who just raised their hand. So I'm gonna bring you on. It's 779-801. And what I'd like you to do is tell me your name, tell me where you're calling from, and then you can ask your question. So give me a second.
Grand Rising, Maika, and I'm calling from Pembroke Township, Illinois. Greetings, Dr. Steven and Jody.
How are you this morning?
Doing very well. It's such a beautiful day. I took my walk and just enjoying the birds. It's beautiful. So,
well,
what
I'm happy to hear that.
You know, I woke up this morning and I realized this morning that I've been living in this state of depression for some time. And I was wondering, and I did some EFT tapping on it. So I know I got rid of a lot of it, but I still feel some of it lingering. And
okay.
I was wondering if you could help me with that.
And
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Marika?
Yeah.
You
I can hear you, but I said I realized that I've been dealing with this depression for quite some time, and I did some work on it with some EFT, and I was wondering if you could help me with it. It's still some lingering, I realized. Depression.
We can get rid of that. That's no problem at all. So let's look at that. So first thing we want to do is make sure we tune the instrument, right? So, Maika, what I want you to do is I want you to put your hand on your forehead, okay? And then I'm going to check. So we're going to check to make sure your mind is connected to your body and we're connected. Now, what I want you to do is take your hand, lift it off your forehead, and then I want you to put it back again for me, okay? And so we do that. We're strong. So we check it again, and they're both connected. So what we want to do is make sure that you are connected to the earth. So we're going to check to see, Maika, what I want you to do is point down to the ground for me. This resembles your connection to the earth and all the gifts it provides for us. So we're going to go here, earth to spirit, earth to mind, earth to body, and we're connected. And now, what I want you to take two hands. I want you to put them together, and I want you to put them in front of your heart, okay? And this is connection to the universe. So we're going to check, is your spirit connected to the universe, mind the universe, body the universe, and we're connected. So we are tuned and ready to go. So we're going to focus on depression. So when I say the word depression and we're in your aura, it creates a stress response within your body. So all I have to do is harmonize that. And I do that by saying infinite love and gratitude. Good. Depression. Good. So that depression that's there, where do you feel that in your body? When you go in and you think about depression, where do you actually feel that in your physical body?
I feel it around my diaphragm.
Around your diaphragm? Okay. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. And where else?
The heart.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. And where else?
In my head, in front of my head.
That's what I was getting at. Good. Infinite love and gratitude. 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 Cool. So if you had to rate that depression that you feel in your heart, your diaphragm, and your head, on a scale of 1 to 10, how intense is that feeling of depression?
It's about a 6 right now.
It's about a 6. And when we're done, it's going to be a 0. Input love and gratitude, input love and gratitude. And this is cool because it's when we lift this and we change that depression that was there at a level 6, once we transmute that, it's gone. It's gone. It's permanently done. We don't have to do anything else. So depression is 6. So when I check this, I want to check to see if it's a communication thing with the cerebellum, amygdala, no. Premotor cortex, no. Association, all right, infinite love and gratitude. So I'm reconnecting different engine parts of your brain that are there, and I'm looking at the neurotransmitters. I'm going to check neurotransmitter. That shows off, so we're going to give you some serotonin there. And you should feel that relax in your heart now. All right? Does that feel different?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So we gave you a little more serotonin to boost that. But we still have some stuff going on with the head and the heart. So in life, you would never choose to feel depressed about anything, right?
Right.
If you could choose a way to feel, how would you choose to feel in life?
Joyful.
Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. And you would feel joyful. What makes you feel joyful?
Being in nature.
Nature?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want
children?
To do with
nature? Hmm?
And what do you want to do with nature?
Like kick my feet in the water. Or walk around with my feet up, shoes off. Enjoy
okay.
the greenery and so, the and
so,
the birds.
So do you know what water means in Chinese medicine?
It's
the water
emotions,
element,
right?
The water element in Chinese medicine symbolizes adaptation. So it's the
adaptation.
Only substance that can be a gas, it can be a solid, and it can be a liquid, right?
No.
And so it can change forms. It
right.
it will move through a rock. It's steady. If it keeps moving over the stream and hitting the rock, it'll eventually wear away the rock. So you want to be like the water element,
right?
Be able to flow. So the reason why you're attracted to water and being in the water is because you just need to be able to flow. So in that, where I'm getting with this is you need to choose to love every experience and be able to adapt through it. So where I'm getting at here, let's see. So like I said earlier, you have the self-perceptor that draws in all your experiences. You have no control whatever happens to you. You have destiny. Fate's going to happen to you no matter what. Destiny is what you do with it. So whatever arises in your life, you have to choose to love that. So, Maika, what I want you to do is say, I love.
I love.
Every experience.
Every experience.
I manifest.
I manifest.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Without judgment.
Without judgment.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. See, it's only the programming that a thing makes you believe that it's bad that makes you feel depressed. That's it. It's just the programming that this isn't what I want to experience. This is what's painful. Because society told you that experience you shouldn't have and you don't want. Right? So.
True.
So joyful experiencing life. Good. So we're going to be able to love that experience. And I just want you to say thank you.
Thank you.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Good. So what experiences do you want to have in this life? What, you know, as you go through this, you want to be joyful experiencing the karmic journey that you're on. But where is it that you want to end up?
Being a great contributor to life.
What does your heart tell you want to be?
I want to let my light shine brightly on the earth.
And what would do that?
What does that look like?
Spreading the truths that I know and helping to bring people to a state of peace and healing.
All right, so I want you to picture yourself doing that. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Awesome. Cool. So now we're into that. And so I created this big energy portal is what I did, and now we're going to go through it. I want to find out what exactly is your body telling you through this. So we're going to tell you a story. And so through that depression, it has created emotional, biochemical, structural imbalances within your body, infinite love of gratitude. Do you have any physical pain in your body?
Just a little bit in my left hip.
That's what I'm literally feeling it. I'm like, why do I have pain in my left hip?
Yeah, okay, so here we go.
Medical
intuitive. So we're going to check on that when we're done. So you have pain in the left hip. And actually, that pain is in the left hip. That's actually from guilt. So you're holding on to a lot of guilt in that hip. So we just want to transmute that into self-acceptance. Good. And now we have that structural balance. Let's finish that up. So that's from your mind, your heart, your will, your choices. Infinite love and gratitude to your choices. And so those choices that you've made right? Because you didn't feel like you had one. You were forced to be a certain way, act a certain way. They cause fire, earth, metal, water, wood element at the flow. It's your gallbladder. Infinite love and gratitude to your gallbladder. So we want to reconnect your gallbladder back to Shen Ko Luo, back to the liver. Infinite love and gratitude, the gallbladder's reconnection to your liver. So this deals with planting yourself in the ground. It's the wood element. So once you plant yourself in the ground, you're going to be able to branch out and grow. But when we feel depressed, we don't branch out and grow. We're not able to help others, you know, basically able to teach others the lessons that we have learned. So through that, it becomes expressed itself structurally as in its bones, cards, ligaments, muscles, joints, organs, fascia, infinite love and gratitude, your fascia, in your head, no, it's not in your head, neck, upper extremity, torso, abdomen, in your pelvis, infinite love and gratitude, the fascia in your pelvis. And all that fascia in your pelvis is expressing emotions of resentment. Infinite love and gratitude, resentment. Infinite love and gratitude. So when I bring up the emotion of resentment, I want you to connect with that emotion. And I want you to let me know when you have that in your mind.
You say connect to resentment?
Yeah, resentment.
Like something that caused me to feel resentful?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
I want you to move in your mind of the resentment that you feel.
Okay, I'm connected.
Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. I'm okay, and I want you to say this, I'm okay watching others in their winning season.
Okay, watching others.
In their winning season.
I didn't hit a red.
I'm okay
watching others. And they're waiting for me?
No. I said I'm okay watching others win. My time is coming. Infinite love and gratitude.
Watching
others. Don't you say that again. Maika, don't you say my time is coming.
My time is coming.
There you go. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. I want you to say, my time is coming.
My time is coming.
There you go. Good. Because it's just you had to go through these astrological shifts. These things go through, and after they clear out, boom, we're on to the next thing. Emotion, expression, channel, holding pattern, mind, body. There's no timeline. In the universe, there's no time or space. It doesn't matter. It always happens. So through that resentment that was there, it's expressed itself in your body, specific elements, cells, organs, glands, pathogens, as in a pathogen. Bacteria, virus, mold. All right, infinite love and gratitude, mold. Resentment, deal with mold. Infinite love and gratitude. So we're going to check that. We're fine there. Mold, anything else with mold, any other pathogens? Yes. Bacteria, infinite love and gratitude, bacteria. Now, there's the guilt, because bacteria is always guilt. So let's check there. Let's check back there. Nope, we're good there. All right, any other pathogens, body, element cells, organs, glands, pathogen sense system. Electromagnetic, infinite love and gratitude, electromagnetic system. Immune system, infinite love and gratitude, inner systems. Body, element, cell, organ, gland, pathogen sense. Intuition, nope. Vision, infinite love and gratitude, your vision and their senses, body, holding pattern, we close that out, infinite love and gratitude. I always close it out at the crown because that's where all the information enters. We want to seal up that portal. So now if I go back in here, and I'm going to have you make a definitive statement here, Maika, okay?
Yes.
So you're going to repeat after me. My name is Maika.
My name is Maika.
And today I choose.
And today I choose
to be my best.
To be my best.
By being 100%.
By being 100%.
Ready.
Ready.
Willing.
Willing.
Able.
Able.
Safe.
Safe.
Supported.
Supported.
And deserving.
And deserving.
Of living a joyful life.
Of living a joyful life.
Experiencing it.
Experiencing it.
And loving the karmic journey I'm on.
And loving the karmic journey that I'm on.
Using it to teach others.
Using it to teach others.
The lessons I've learned.
the lessons I've learned.
Healing the collective.
Healing the collective.
Right, we're going to influence the superconscious this way, because it's by changing ourselves we're able to influence others. And I want you to say right now.
Right now.
Infinitely.
Infinitely.
And forever.
And forever.
No matter how painful.
No matter how painful.
Scary.
Scary.
Challenging.
Challenging.
It is.
It is.
Has been.
Has been.
Or will be.
Or will be.
Good job. You rock solid on that. So now, like, where, when you talk about depression being a feeling it in your heart, in your diaphragm, in your head, it was at a level of a 6. Where is that depression now?
Gone.
Right.
I'm not
and
feeling it at all.
Yeah, it's gone from you. No more, you don't have to do any more tapping. Don't waste your time. Left hip. How's your left hip now?
I'm all right.
Yeah,
well, no,
right,
you said your left hip hurt before. How's your left hip feel now?
I got to get up.
Okay, get up and move.
Oh, it feels great.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is a shift. You're holding on to guilt and resentment.
Wow, I can see that.
Resentment in the left hip, or is it just that's where it showed up for Maika?
It can be. I mean, the hip can express different things. It could be abandonment. It could be guilt. It could be being pissed off. There's a lot of things that the hip can be expressed.
Yeah, I like using Louise Hay's book to look at.
It's a great tool.
Yeah.
And her index in the back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Yeah, I love that book.
I actually had a limp when I walked as a result of my left hip, but I don't have the limp now.
Nice.
Fantastic.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
That's how easy it is. It was all dealing with the gallbladder meridian, which was. Pretty a lot. You were probably getting a lot of headaches too.
No, I never get headaches.
No? All right. Well, good. But yeah, there was a lot of pressure in the head from the gallbladder meridian that was running down through your hip.
I hear you. You know, I need to go to commercial real quick because we're about 8 minutes behind. And Maika, you can stay on. And Dr. Steve, if you need to complete with anything.
The big thing that she needs to do to reinforce what we just did is she needs to begin exercising.
Yeah.
She needs to start moving.
Absolutely. Yeah,
what
I haven't been moving.
Now, Maika, to exercise? What kind of activity?
Say that one more time.
What kind of activity are you doing for any type of, for what kind of movement do you have in your life?
Right now it's going to be walking.
Walking is awesome. How I started.
On the trampoline, maybe. I got a trampoline, jumping on that. Those are the kind of things I'll be doing, walking and trampoline.
Awesome. That's awesome. Way to go. I'm going to run commercial real quick. And we have a comment here. Lisa wants to know what book by Louise Hayes. I'll pull up the name.
You Can Heal Your Life.
Thank you. So it's You Can Heal Your Life. And then I just want to say, so we're on Instagram as well. And so we have a lot of people who have been piping in. And so if you're on Instagram, I know you can only see me right now. This is the first time we've simulcasted Instagram. But you can call into the show and get a free reading, or if you ever, we're going to actually, if I'm called to bring you on live, I can do that as well. Meaning you would be on the stage with Dr. Steven and myself. But I have to get approval from Source Energy. So anyway, we're going to go to commercial real quick. I encourage you, if you're listening, we have a lot of followers today on a variety of different platforms that we're live streaming on. We are really grateful to have you here. And we encourage you to call in. So, and Lisa says thanks. And Courtney, my friend Courtney Waller says, great show so far. Thank you, Courtney. Let's just run a couple quick commercials and we'll come back. So here we go.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, let me just go here.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more. Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employee or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
So, you know, I'm really excited to share a couple things. One, I have this functional food program that I've been teaching since 2018, and I want to announce that we are making the program self-paced. It's already in process, and it will be available for $99. Now, we typically charge $1,000, but you can do it yourself at your own pace for $99, and you can reclaim your health. And for those who don't know my story, I was a bodybuilder. I was 120 pounds, maybe 125, give or take on the day, you know, and I used to bench 185. And then I was misdiagnosed and put on, you know, I don't know, about 19 or 20 different medications. Nearly died in 2013 and decided this was not how my life was going to end, following Western medical doctors' orders. And instead, I started following my heart, and I started following what I had learned from amazing doctors like Dr. Stephen and other doctors that have a belief system that the body is a master healing machine and the body will and does heal itself. So, and with that, I want to pivot and I want to talk about a product that Dr. Steven is the chief medical officer for. It's called Perova. Now, I don't have a bottle with me because it's packed. Like I said, I'm off site. Do you have a bottle to show?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's our little blue miracle bottle.
And hold it up just a little bit because right now, there you go. And actually, I'm going to change our view so that, okay. There we go. And then put it, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You go ahead and talk about the science. I'm going to talk about my personal experience after you talk science.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the product was actually originally created by a farmer up in Wisconsin. And what he was doing was taking eggs. Well, first of all, he would let his chickens roam out in the field and they would eat the cow shit, right? So then they would lay the eggs and they would crack the eggs open into the cattle feed and the cattle would eat it. And what this did is it actually decreased the amount of infection in the cattle. And so they didn't have to use antibiotics anymore. So the product was actually originally developed for antibiotic free agriculture. And it didn't really take off as a business. Farmers weren't purchasing it. And it sat on the shelf for a long time. And there was a patent to be had. So we said, well, does it work for humans? And Scott Ruppert's the CEO of the company. And they said, you know, scientist Jordan Sands, he said, yeah, absolutely. It could be used for humans. So we gave it to athletes. And they ended up putting on 2 to 3 pounds of muscle and losing 2 to 3% body fat in 6 weeks with no lifestyle change. Because the reason why that happens is not only does it decrease mortality rate from a lethal bacteria by 42%, as proved in lab studies, so it boosts our immunity that way and protects us from infection. But the other thing that happens is that when we reduce the amount of inflammation in our intestines, because it's an antibody product, this is not a probiotic, we reduce the amount of inflammatory load, the body can perform other functions that are secondary or tertiary. So like building muscle, losing body fat are not primary. Fighting infection would be primary for survival. If your body has less inflammation, it doesn't have to fight the inflammation, it can fight infection better, it can build muscle, right? It loses body fat, you know, hormones, blood sugar, all these other cool things happen with it. I've given it to many of my patients that have all kinds of inflammatory problems, high C-reactive protein, Hashimoto's, different autoimmune conditions, and all their markers reduce, if not disappear. So the product is absolutely amazing. You can go to my website. You can go to ProTouchRehab.com, and you can purchase it on the website. And I'm not I'm actually the medical consultant for the company.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
I gave you a promotion.
When I started using it, you know, I thought it was just like another product. I was like, whatever. You know, read about carnitine, you read about, different adaptogens like ashwagandha, and you try the stuff and probiotics. None of it is like, you hardly notice a thing. Like you took it, you don't notice the difference. You might as well just eat real food. You can't notice anything. And so I'm big on just whole food nutrition, not putting the garbage in your body, drink enough water, eating the right foods. You don't really have to take supplements because a lot of people don't know what's going on in their bodies and their genetics and their subconscious mind for that matter. So what ends up happening is they take something like a B vitamin that they think is healthy for them, and it forces them to overmethylate. And if they overmethylate and they go through these enzyme processes, what ends up happening is we can make more glutamate or more peroxynitrate or hydroxyl radicals. So in this case with B vitamins, it causes us to overmethylate in some percentage of the population, not everyone. So you give them folate and they overmethylate, and now they make more glutamate, which is excited for a neurotransmitter.
You're making more glutamine.
Glutamate is an excitatory neurotransmitter that if in excess you make too much of it, we end up with ALS, Parkinson's, or MS. So you're taking a B vitamin thinking yourself you're making yourself well, and you're not. Or in the case where somebody is taking turmeric for because they have inflammation or they believe they have inflammation, they're taking turmeric, and they have an SLC2 gene variant. So what happens is they don't process copper or iron well. So now they take this turmeric thinking they're helping themselves, and it forces them to push through that enzyme pathway too quickly, and they end up making these hydroxyl radicals, right? And now all of a sudden they're tired and their adrenals are crashed, and they have more gut problems just from trying to reduce the inflammation from ulcerative colitis or Crohn's or whatever inflammatory condition they were suffering from. Mm-hmm. So what's awesome about Purova, it's just an antibody that it naturally makes, and there's no issues with it whatsoever. There's no side effects.
So that's amazing. And I want to share like how that's impacted me. First of all, I don't have like an input problem. There's input when we're talking about the physical body. There's input problems and process problems, right?
Yeah.
And so input problems meaning what are you putting into your body? Are you eating lots of cane sugar, processed foods, things like that, or are you more organic, whole food based? I'm very organic, whole food based. And so there's really, in my opinion, I thought, well, there's no reason I should be having a problem, right? And I lost, you know, almost 100 pounds and then it started creeping up where the weight started coming back and I didn't change my diet at all. Okay. Nothing changed. So there are two things, that you, Dr. Steven, did for me. One, and I'm going to expect that you're going to bring clarity to this because I'm doing it from a layperson's perspective. But the first thing you did is you helped my body to process what it was receiving in a way that it could flow. Is that, I mean...
Well, when I did, when I clear stuff from the subconscious mind,
yeah.
What you're talking about? Yeah. So when I do that, when I deal with the subconscious mind, all I'm doing is changing the energetic frequency to draw on different experiences. So the pain, the fear, the challenge, the health conditions we experience are there for a reason, and there's a message behind it. So we're just finding the message, changing the energetic frequency of it, so you don't experience the health condition because you're no longer that situation from 7 years old that was causing you to feel the sadness or the anger.
Right.
You're no longer that situation, but that was a perceived trauma back then that we put in the back of the mind, and you were operating in a place of survival. And so we put you back in a place where you can thrive, and you're no longer running that pattern, and now you're vibrating at a different frequency to be able to draw on different experiences.
Correct. And then I started taking Purova, and I pretty much follow the directions on the bottle, but sometimes, you know, source has me take maybe 3 versus 2.
Yeah.
And so, but that's me. And what I noticed is I started dropping weight. I don't have a scale, but my clothes fit much better. They're much looser.
It's amazing how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My nails were growing at a speed that was scary.
So that's a funny thing too, right? People always want healthier hair, skin, and nails, and they're taking these supplements for that, right?
Okay.
You want healthier hair, skin, and nails, reduce the inflammation in the gut, because through better gut health, we end up having a better hair, skin, and nails,
right?
What happens is adversely, like I said, the secondary functions that are primary, you know, first thing is you know, reducing inflammation and fighting infection. If your body doesn't have to do that stuff, all of a sudden it can perform all these other functions, which is repair.
Right, because It go back into a little bit deeper dive about, because I don't think people are maybe, I don't know, I sense that maybe they're not catching it. Well, I think what...
Yeah, you know what I left out? I didn't talk about what this actually is. So what this is actually the solution to leaky gut.
Yeah,
right? What the solution is, because what APLA2 is, it's the antiphospholipase. So basically what SPLA is the inflammatory protein, APLA2 is the antibody. And so in that antibody, it's basically gets rid of the inflammatory process. Now, what causes inflammation in the body and causes this release of the SPLA is going to be our thoughts, negative thoughts and beliefs,
our
stress, right?
Yep.
It is the working out, working out causes inflammation. Mm-hmm. It's toxic chemicals in our environment and food, right? And all those things wreak havoc on our gut. And when we take the antibody, our bodies naturally make APLA2, the substance found in the body. But when we substitute with it, if we have a deficiency in it, all of a sudden now it does what we want it to, and it tightens up those junctions.
Right. And so when I had leaky gut, when I first knew that I had leaky gut, of course, I've had leaky gut all my entire flipping life, right?
Yeah.
Because if you were born, you have a leaky gut. Yeah. If you were born and then they give you all the stuff that they give you, you got a leaky gut.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I had studied under Dr. Josh Axe from Ancient Nutrition and followed his protocol to reverse my leaky gut. And, you know, I was taking spirulina and chlorella, and I made bone broth soup, and, you know, and the list goes on. And so, you know, if you're looking for a streamlined way to support healing your leaky gut, I feel this is a much better approach. You know,
yeah, well, it's like I said, a lot of people take glutamine to repair the gut, right?
Right.
Glutamine converts to glutamate. Oh, actually, glutamine converts to GABA. But if it doesn't, if we have too much, you're not converting it to GABA, it ends up as glutamate, and now you just cause yourself more gut inflammation.
Right, and so that goes back to the original conversation about that I had a process issue, not an input issue. And my process issue is may and will be different than the next person's process issue. And so that's why you really need to see, you know, Dr. Steven, because if your body's not processing what it's taking in a way that fuels health, you know, he can do a reset. I'll call it a reset for that. You know. Agreed?
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. Well, look, we're raising the energy. Well, it's going to help your body assimilate nutrients. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. And
the more things that we clear, the more we change our minds, the more we're able to receive. And your body, when you aren't in the right frequency, will start to express symptoms, right? Express symptoms in your body and your life. That's how the universe works. We attract in those experiences.
Yeah, and so I want to add on to that. So I talked about my nails growing, my hair's growing at rapid speed. My toenails were just so, I was like, crap, you know? That's why the shoe doesn't fit anymore. No, just joking. So, but here's something else. I'm very intentional and very conscious about what goes into my body and how much goes into my body, okay? So I muscle test every supplement that I take, how much to take. I'm not even being called to take supplements as much. And the
any supplement that you are taking is going to improve the effectiveness of it. It doesn't, you know, replace anything necessarily, but it improves the effectiveness because you're going to utilize it better.
Correct, but I want to share two things. Number one, because of the other work that you did, so in addition to Corova, you helped my body to process better. So now the food that I'm eating,
yes,
I'm absorbing those nutrients. So my body's not called to consume as many capsules of mushrooms that I take or D3. I always need D3, but, you know, zinc, selenium, like that.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah. And so, and we have a comment. Let's see here. And Maika's curious. She goes, what are your thoughts about the blood type diet? Go ahead.
So the blood type diet has some validity. We're from different areas of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So different blood types are associated with different areas of the world. But in the same factor, doesn't dig deep enough. And some people will be fantastic, and other people won't be. And so we're all too genetically unique. And the only way to really know what you need, what kind of diet you should be on, is to look at your individual genetics. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is we can change the things that have food sensitivities to based upon our thoughts. So what's good for one person can be toxic to another. So blueberries, which are supposed to be healthy, can be harmful. And I think it's the A diet, the type A diet, they're A negative. They're supposed to be eating mostly fish, right? But, you know, I know for me, and not anymore, but at the time, you know, when I was, even though I was an A type, if I ate fish, it made me sick. Mm-hmm. I didn't do well with fish.
No.
It tasted disgusting to me, and I hated it. Now I don't mind it, because I've shifted all that. But, you know, red meat for some people might have to reduce the amount of red meat that they consume. You know, some people are just going to do better off of vegan, but as a vegan, you know, with less protein. It depends on the individual and what's going on with them, not so much as their blood type, but what's going on with them. And if you want to change that, you have to change your beliefs and your thoughts, and then all of a sudden that shifts.
Yeah, and I will add to that. So I've done a lot of work on food sensitivity testing using blood. And first of all, I want to say that because of the, you know, trauma that people have been through, the body starts to see the food as a predator, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In this traumatized state. So I was doing the food sensitivity testing, and I did it for 5 years. So I give up these 100 foods, and for the amount of time as described, and those sensitivities go away and then are replaced with the ones that were not sensitive.
Yeah.
And it was, and after 5 years, I'm like, WTF? This is, I found a way to, and it ties in with what you're talking about, just another way to do it. I think it's here. Yeah, it is. I use the BOD to do a reset on the neural network of the brain, setting it back down the baseline, and it puts the brain in a theta state. And so I've reversed sensitivities for people all over, you know, the country. You get exposed to the food, think of the food, you know, smell it. I prefer that you not eat it because all you have to do is smell it and the brain gets activated. And it picks it up, and the sound is based on shamanic drumming, right? And so it's precision frequency. It's not just any frequency. It's a precise frequency that you need for your body. So I've done it for myself, my husband. I had 135 sensitivities. He had like 165. I may have this reversed. I've done it for many, many clients. It works, and there's many ways, actually, to reverse food sensitivity. So this is not the only way.
That's one way to do it, yeah. I mean, it's basically, you know, your thoughts. Well, here. Your thoughts or your DNA is influenced by your thoughts. Your DNA signals your cells what to do. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden your cells aren't performing it the way they want, and it's going to create some sensitivities because it's not able to process the micronutrients and things that you're consuming. Your body's going to see them as toxins to create the purpose of what that self-receptor is drawing in. I don't know if I explained that very well, that they'll understand that.
Well, let me add to that, because what you're saying is our thoughts are driving this experience where our body starts to see food as a predator, and then we have inflammation. And then I want to tie again back to the BOD, because the body is getting rid of the triggers or the body's response to those negative thoughts. And you could be triggered by something or someone and then no longer be triggered, you know, 20 minutes after the session. Like it's a blip on a screen. And that's why it supports long-term reset. Now, things that will undo a reset are things like black mold, right? You get exposed to black mold, the whole body goes into overdrive, you know?
Right.
So anything you want to add to that before we go to commercial?
Well, if you're dealing with mold toxicity, you got to get rid of the resentment. That's what, you know, it, some people, mold is a problem for them, and other ones it's not. And the only thing that makes it a difference between us is the fact that we have genetic or beliefs that are affecting our genetics and the expression of it. And so your body is not detoxing because of the belief systems that you hold on a subconscious level.
Your body is not detoxing because of the beliefs that you have on a subconscious level.
Yes.
Yeah, we know that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go to commercial here. And
our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
I'm having a fun time. Oh, here we go. Maybe not. That's interesting.
We're back?
Well, actually, I'm trying to do a commercial, but for some reason, it's not coming up. Like, they're gone. No, that can't possibly. Oh, hold on. Here we go. They were gone for the moment in time.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Okay, we are back. And I'm trying to figure out. There we go. I can't seem to get that three T's off. I mean, it's really important, but I didn't know we needed it on here the whole time. There you go. So, see if we have other callers. And, you know, we have some shy people this time, which is interesting. We don't typically have shy people. I have a James Bry 10 who wants to join the show via Instagram. James, we're not equipped to do that on Instagram right now. I know it would be easy to press the button, but I don't know how it would impact the other platforms that we're working with.
Why don't you have just tell them to call in?
And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So, James, go ahead and call 515-605-9325. When you call that number, press 1. And then I'll see a hand go up in the back, and I will bring you onto the show, and you can ask your question. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And we're just not equipped to do it on Instagram at this point in time. And we're grateful that you are here listening. So, okay. And for, and let me just go back here.
If you want to let them know, if you can remove the three T's, you can put the website, you can put my website up there, protouchrehab.com, so they can know where they can buy the Puroba.
Yes. So that was the other thing we had up. So it's Protouch Rehab, which I have right here. ProTouchRehab.com, right?
There you go. Yeah, I just typed it to you. Yeah. Right. You can put that up there. That way they're ready to go. They just log in to Pure Over Immune. There they just find the link to Pure Over Immune on the site.
Okay.
And they can buy it right there.
So there you go. Yeah,
there
and
you
I
go.
Just
yeah.
got two more bottles. One for me, one for my husband. And I think I probably need to take it for probably one more, maybe even two more months is what I'm hearing for myself.
Yeah. Yep. And then you'll be able to take a little bit less. You know, once you get the inflammation under control, your body kind of regulates itself. And every once in a while, you know, you might be exposed to something that would force you to need it, right? So either some sort of mental stress or, in my case, I work out too much.
Not a bad thing.
Right. So when you do that and your body's under stress, you need the support to tighten up those tight junctions. Because ultimately that's what we're doing. We're tightening up the junctions between the cells and the gut so that we absorb our nutrients better.
Yeah. And for me, the reason my leaky gut came back at rapid speed was because I went to a restaurant and it was exposed to toxicity in the water.
Yeah, I mean, bacteria can cause it, you know, food poisoning, right?
Right.
But the reason for bacteria, that your body even, in the first place, the reason why bacteria affects somebody is because they're in a place of guilt. So there's some sort of guilt on a subconscious level, otherwise the bacteria wouldn't even affect them.
Yeah. All right, so I'm hoping my husband will bring on the birds. Where's Zeus, by the way?
He's sleeping, actually.
Andrew, if you're listening, the girls will be on the show. I'd be grateful if you bring them on.
Zeus, you want a treat? Here he
comes. Come on, Zeus. It's a family affair. So.
Everybody. I took him for a walk this morning.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, say hi.
Hi, Zeus. Now, can Zeus take your Puroba?
Yeah, absolutely. I give it to him.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Can my birds take Puroba? Probably so.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
And, like, for a small bird, how much would you give him, like, what? Like, maybe a quarter of a cap?
I don't know. I'd break open the cap. I'd break it open.
Yeah, just sprinkle a little on top. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So if you have pets, birds, dogs, cats, and here are my babies. Oh, my gosh. Okay. My heart has been hurting for the last hour.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. My heart has been hurting for the last hour.
Okay. So it looks like we have some reverberation. So, Andrew, maybe you have two windows open for the show, which we love that you're on all the platforms. So, let's see. Are we good to go?
For the show, which we love that you're on all.
Okay. So, yeah. So we're a family friendly show. The birds are always on the show with me. That's Tinkerbell and Fagala. If you want to show Fagala in the screen. And, oh, my God, there you are, beautiful. I got to see my husband yesterday twice. Didn't get to see the birds. Happy to see them all. That's my family. Okay, so is that, are we safe with, okay, there we go. So where's Tink? Hi, Tink. Tinker, say hi to your boyfriend, Steven. So do you remember the first time that Tinkerbell saw you. She was like flirting with you. It was hilarious. But now she's got her back to, no, she doesn't have her back to you. She has her back to me. She's pissed. Tinkerbell, would you, Andrew, would you, Tinker, would you,
Tinkerbell.
Okay, don't be pissed at Mommy. Mommy's just doing some training out of, you know, out of pocket.
She's just sick because you're not there.
And I felt the energy and was shifting, so I'm like, Andrew, you got to bring the birds on, you know, because they're all getting pissy. So, you know, I can feel the energy all over the world.
Tinkerbell on TV.
Yeah, so... Say hello, Tinkerbell. Say hello to Mommy. Okay, so it's, you know, back to a family show. So it's interesting. So I have, so Lisa's like, he's too tired from playing with his yellow squeaky ball.
Lisa brought him in a tennis ball.
Oh, nice. Yesterday. So is she in Illinois then?
But
as well?
it's actually funny because it's kind of, if you throw the ball at him, he'll just watch it go by.
He just watches it go by?
He doesn't play.
Because he doesn't want to pick up the ball.
He doesn't want to play. So if you throw a ball, he'll just watch it go by.
That's hilarious. Do you know why?
He just doesn't want to play. I don't know. He's always been that way.
Wait a minute, Mr. Like, you can figure everything out? Why is he not?
Oh, he's not sad or upset. He just doesn't want to do it.
He's not interested. Oh.
He's not interested. Yeah. He's not sad or upset about anything. He's not interested. He'll go for walks. He'll be perfectly happy doing that. Right? But, you know, there's times when he doesn't do that either. He'll take him outside and he'll just pull you right back in.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. He's got a personality of his own.
Yeah. My girls do too. And, so I think we need a close-up of Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell, can you get closer to the screen for Mommy? Oh, she's so pissed at me. All right, come say hi to Mommy. Mommy's sending you love. Look at those wings. So her nickname is Wings. There you go. So hi, beautiful. Say hello to Steven. Oh, just you realized that Steven's here. Her energy just shifted. There you go. Say hi to Steven. She goes, okay, I got Steven and Mommy on the phone, on the screen. So they're actually talking to Spirit right now.
Yeah.
And how are you this morning, Andrew? How are you this morning?
It's good. It's peaceful in the house. Production is not happening in the other room, so that's nice. The birds slept in. We're good. So people who James Bryan, who was trying to get on Instagram, just call in, James. Call in and or type in a question in the chat.
Yeah, and so actually, Maika has a couple of questions here too. She says, Dr. C, would you do an ancestral clearing for me and Gula and African lineages? Maybe she means to say lineage. And then she says, I find my British ancestry gives me a craving for only lamb meat.
Okay. I mean, obviously there's a reason that she's craving that. So she wants to lift. What was it? What was the first part she wanted to do?
I'll show it. Ancestral clearing for me and Gula,
okay,
and African lineages. And so we have Julie DeVilbis, who just joined on Instagram. She's an amazing healer as well. Andrew and I both know Julie.
So there's lots of different limiting beliefs that come with that, right? And so if I check her for epigenetic factors, there's something epigenetic going on there. And Maika, if you had to say there was a limiting belief that needed to change, what would it be?
So I think she's probably typing. So if there's a limiting belief that you have, Maika, what do you think that might be?
places. Dealing with places.
So, and for those people who have just piped into the show, we're doing remote healing, and we have Dr. Steven Spencer, and if you would like a remote healing, the number that you can call into is area code 515-605-9325. You'll be calling into the Blog Talk Radio show, and then you press 1, and I'll be notified that you want to ask your question. We only have Steve on the show every once in a while, probably like once a month, you know, so far so good. We're lucky to have him. And, you know, like that. And let me see if Maika has answered the question. She has not. And then Courtney has a question. So I don't know if we can pivot. She goes, I have a question. When doing the healing, how does the conscious mind recognize you healing the unconscious mind? Great question. Okay.
So it's all about the frequency of it. So people are not aware of what they don't believe in. So oftentimes I have people who say, well, I don't feel that way. I'm like, no, you don't feel that way now, but at 6 years old, you did. So people say, I love myself. I know I love myself. I've done all this work. Cool. Yeah, I'm sure you have. Absolutely. You have done all that work. But your subconscious mind from that experience at 7 years old, from the dad that, you know, tormented you or didn't give you the love that you wanted, right, and you need that external approval, is still bouncing around there. So you may have done all this work, but there was still that experience that had to be shifted. So you can tell immediately that somebody doesn't resonate on what they're saying. They'll make a statement, and you're like, nah, that's not right. And so the more in tune you get, the more you can realize that. But there's a shift in the energy that you can feel when somebody speaks, and you know whether it resonates or doesn't resonate. And that's what we're shifting. And so we're just getting rid of that subconscious part of that experience that they've repressed and put in the back of their mind. Does that answer your question, Courtney?
Well, I want to just thank you for sharing that, because from time to time when someone on the show,
we can create consciousness. I don't have to be the healer. There's a healer in everyone. So sometimes all it takes is a person to say something to you or reading something in a book that makes it shift and snap. It doesn't always take, you know, a healer to do it for you. I help you find the things and that you're not able to find, but sometimes the universe works through other means to make these things shift and happen.
Well, I know for Andrew, and Andrew, you can speak about it, but like my observation of you is that when you read, you grab that concept wicked fast, that gets integrated. But if someone speaks to you, it doesn't integrate. Like as quickly, like you absorb.
That could be as far as processing auditory as opposed to visual learning. That could be, Joe.
Yeah, I mean that's just what I had picked up. And then for me, it's I'm more of a blend. You know, I need both. You know, you only need one. I'm a dual, but I blend everything. So. Let's see if we have commentary. So, Courtney, does that answer your question? And we have another message coming through on another side. Okay, here we go. Okay, so actually, our people are not – okay. And I'm hoping Maika is going to give us an answer to what she, you know, is asking. Okay, so I'd like to and she also says, I find my British ancestry gives me – craving for only lamb meat, but it seems like she may have dropped off. Yeah, she had to drop off. So why don't we move on to something else? And we have new comments. Here we go. Courtney says, yes, we can follow up when we talk next. Thank you. Just looking for work on the conscious level to heal. What do you tell people to do so they can work on themselves while, you know, in between appointments with you?
Well, the neat thing is that once I work with somebody, the situation is done. There's no more, you know, there's some, if we get to the root of it, oftentimes, and I dealt with this with Andrew. We were working and, you know, there was, I forgot the emotion we were focused on, but it became less and less and less, but it was still stagnant. And then towards the end of the session, he's made a comment and I'm like, that's it, boom. And we shifted it. And when we were done, the emotion, I don't remember what it was, whether it be sadness, whether it be regret, whatever it was at the end, it was completely gone. So you know, right. Do you remember what it was? I don't remember what it was, Andrew. Do you?
Well, we worked on judgment. That was one of the things we were working on.
Yeah.
And then we also, you said, how does that make you feel? And the emotion was, it wasn't something.
I haven't written down in the office.
Maybe it was disappointment or sadness.
Whatever it was, you know, it started out pretty high. You know, it started out like an 8 or 9, and then we were done. It reduced to like a 4 or 5, and then we finally got it down to be 0 at the end. It was like one last comment that he made that finally that was it. That we nailed it. And so once you do that, it's just done. It's just there, and you're in a whole different frequency. Otherwise, you know, sometimes once in a while you get the process rolling, and then as we move through these astrological shifts, it pushes out and moves along.
Well, we wondered about that with what's been happening the past couple of weeks, Dr. Steve, where you worked on me, then there was a
full moon activation.
Full moon, right, activation.
Yeah.
And things may have shifted a little bit. Your question, Jerry, then I did some self-work trying to you know, solidify what Dr. Steve did for me. For sure.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And sometimes, you know, it's just time for things to shift. And the universe just does it for us. You know, it's just like, okay, we need it. It's time to move on from this. And it just kind of, as we go through these astrological alignments, that karmic situation is just done. You fulfilled your karmic duty. You've lived in it. And it's time to move on.
So
and that's where stepping into our heart and following what our heart is telling us really comes into place. And for whatever reason, that becomes difficult for people because of their past experiences that they've had from childhood or other relationships.
Well, talk to us about the heart chakra, the heart. We did a little bit of work there.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to live up here.
We always want to operate from our heart chakra because what happens is when we operate from our heart and the heart chakra opens, remember, trust is about love. So we operate from the heart. What happens is all of a sudden you trust and you allow the universe to bring you whatever experience without judgment. And the crown chakra opens, just bring it in. And now when that crown chakra is open, you're guiding. It gives you the proper intuition. If your heart's closed, your intuition is not going to be there because you can't trust, right? And then in that trust, now we speak the truth. We are able to manifest in and channel what needs to be done and what needs to be said. So we speak it on a resonance that vibrational frequency draws in everything that was meant for you.
Yeah, and I've seen that activated with Andrew, like in a way that I've never seen before. It's been amazing.
Yeah, the heart chakra is the center of it all. And what's neat is that these lower chakras that burn everybody out in society through force. Everybody wants, you know, to make themselves happy. They want to seek happiness through external means, you know, through relationships, through drugs, through food. Right, all these addictive things, right? And so those things that they're forcing and creating in life burn them out. And if we operate from the heart, all of a sudden now you don't have to force life anymore. The lower four chakras lower three chakras don't have to work so hard, and we don't get burnt out. Our adrenals don't crash. When your adrenals are crashed, it's because you're forcing life.
So talk about the lower three chakras, what they mean, because not everybody has that information.
Yeah, you have the root chakra,
okay.
Right? Root chakra is family and money.
Okay.
You have nurturing yourself, which is the chakra, and then you have the solar plexus, which is empowerment.
Mm.
Right? So those are the ones. So, you know, in root chakra that's out of balance, you're going to have money and family situations, right? That's what you're going to manifest in. And so those things are out of balance. You're not grounded in those areas. And so it's going to give you challenging situations to force you to open your heart. That's where it all starts.
Right. And so I, you know, when your heart's centered and so when you're working from the heart on up is what you're saying to do.
Yes. That's where you always want to operate from is to the heart center. And the heart's a bigger manifesting tool than the mind. Everybody wants to talk about the mind. You know, unfortunately, the way that society has been trained with the law of attraction is about forcing life and about obtaining monetary and physical things, right? So it's money, it's love, it's health. They want physical things.
Yeah, I struggle with that. Like, I struggle with understanding the lifestyle where people are building up this accumulation of stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
I won't say that I'm a minimalist. I'm not. I would say I'm more moderate, right? And I like the few things that I want to have, but like more than X for me. Like I just like for me clutter. If I have clutter outside, I have clutter inside my brain, right?
Well, you know, Jody, when and Dr. Steve, we have I've learned a couple of it's a similar story. In that people sort of said, why are you working so hard? Why are you not being with your family? Why are you pushing so hard? I want to succeed in life, and I want to. People don't say I want to get more things. I'm trying to get that better house for my family, or I'm trying to get a second house. And work. What are you going to do when you retire? Well, then I'm going to relax and enjoy things. Well, why is it you're working your entire life so you can then sit back and relax your God-given?
Part of that, though, is the system is just so broken. It costs so much money to live now. The system wants to keep you there, right? They want to keep the people enslaved. That's been put there deliberately. Because it serves them, right? They want you to work harder and basically work hard and pay your taxes and all the other nonsense that's there, right? Because it keeps you enslaved and it keeps people in a mental prison. It keeps them controlled. That's a whole different story. That's all going to be dropping and shifting soon.
Yeah, it will be dropping and shifting soon.
It's going to be a much, much more. I think the new world that's going to be created is going to be a lot kinder and be much more fulfilling and allow people to drop some of these old paradigms and being the slave is part of the system.
Yeah, that is just not a good system. At least not for us.
No, it's a terrible system. It's a hierarchical system that serves the few.
What we're used to.
Yeah, and we have Eartha Preeny that's just joined on Instagram. And just to kind of bring you into the fold and anybody else who's new on this, we have Dr. Steven Spencer. He is with ProTouch Rehab out of Illinois and now also, I believe, Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
It's going to be my new home. I love it there.
Yeah, we're going to come visit. So
visit me in my yacht.
And we're offering remote healing today. You can call into the Blog Talk Radio phone number at 515-605-9325. When you press 1 to speak, we can take your call and we will hear you and you can ask your question and Dr. Stephen can do a remote healing. Right now, it's 9:34. We're going to go to a quick commercial and we are on till 10 o'clock. So do not pause. You definitely, and then we have Rajai tuned in today. Hi, Rajai. So Rajai is my brother from another mother. He's Rajai Keldani. He's a complete joy, love, mentor, friend. Yeah. So thank you for tuning in. We're grateful. And Courtney, thank you for tuning in. Maika, Lisa. We're so excited. I'm going to run a couple quick commercials here, one on Blog Talk and then a couple video commercials. So,
Packs are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Well, you know, I moved from Illinois, and he's talking about getting people to stay. And Dr. Willie Wilson, hats off to you. If you can make that happen, God bless, because the world definitely needs, a different solution than what we have now, especially in that state. And let me just run a couple more commercials. Don't leave. If you have a question, please call in. The number is 515-605-9325. Press 1. You get to talk to Dr. Steven, myself. You get to see my beautiful birds if you see this on YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn. We've got Fagala, who's, they're just both magical creatures. Fagala and Tinkerbell. Fagala is a white-bellied Kayique and Tinkerbell is a Sun Conure. And we're in different spaces today, so I made my husband get on the show so we could see him. So.
Well, I encourage people to call in. You'd be amazed at what Dr. Steve can do for you, even remotely. So I would really suggest that you call in. If you type in a question, that's fine, or call in. That even works even better.
Yeah, it honestly doesn't matter if you're present or from across the country or across the world. It's energy. It can be changed from anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I do distant readings all over the world. I have clients, literally all over the world. And so if that's something that you need to see me for as a medical intuitive, I can help you on your journey, whether it's medical or not medical, to access source energy to find out maybe a tweak to what you are doing now. Hi,
so you can help guide them, right, and push them in the right direction, let them know if they're on the right path.
Yep, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Use your intuitive abilities.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful that ever since I moved to Georgia, they're on fire, right? They just, like, the downloads started coming wicked fast.
You're in the right place.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I'm going to run the last commercial here. Let's just see. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, so we are back. And I will just say that a couple quick announcements. One, we're converting our functional food program to self-pay, so it'll be available for $99 in the middle of July. We're going to be doing distant Healy sessions, $15 for 15 minutes, just so you can kind of get a feel for what that frequency feels like. And then thirdly, starting in July, and I don't have the date, but it's on all of our social media, we're doing Meditation Mondays, and that is with the Out of the Box Solutions in Woodstock, Georgia. You come in, we're going to do a quick meet and greet for about 30 minutes, meditation for 15 to 20 minutes, and some experiential learning after that. We have the dates that are on LinkedIn as an event on Susan Essentials, same with Facebook, and we also have it listed on Eventbrite. And so please follow us on any of those places and join us in Woodstock, Georgia at Out of the Box Solutions. It's going to be it's going to be transformational. We're here to transform lives. So, all right. So let's see what we have here. Let's see. And Raji says, how's it going? Great show. Thank you, Raji. And then we have the Rockstar Coach. So this is my partner in healing on the first Tuesday of the month, Michelle Froge. She is just a bright light. We call her, her nickname is Angel Girl. she says, love the new offerings, Jody. Yeah, so when I moved to Georgia, she was really probably one of the first people that I met here. And, or second, actually, she was the second person that I met here. And I really didn't want to go to this event. And Spirit said, no, you have to go to this event. And I'm like, I don't want to go to this event. And Spirit's like, but you got to go. So I showed up, did my thing, and I'm not really interacting with someone, anyone. And Michelle hands, we're doing vision boards. And so Michelle hands me an image. She goes, well, this might be good for your vision board. She just kind of slides it over to me. And I looked at her and I'm like, oh, sister. That's why God wanted me here. So I have my sister from another mister, and I have my brother from another mother. And it's a family show. And thank you guys for joining me. I love you. Just saying. Anyway, so you know what? You know, Michelle, is there something you want to ask? I feel Dr. Steven, as far as a healing, because I'm feeling that you're, and we could bring you on if you want to come on, or you can text it or just call in. Because I'm sensing there's something that needs to be asked. So I'm going to give that a minute because I'm hearing her. We read each other's minds, of course. Yeah, I hear that, Sean. So Michelle, speak your truth, Dolly. I want to hear, we want to hear what you want worked on. So, you're going to say something, Steve. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. Maybe it's you.
So Michelle Froge is a very talented intuitive healer as well. That she works well, she works terrifically well with Jody. I encourage you, actually, if you're in the Atlanta area, she's called Rockstar Coach because she's a rock star as well as being a coach. Not just a great coach, she's a rock star. She sings in a band. Called Band X, and if you go to bandxlive.com, I think that's the site, you can find the different shows that they do, usually on Fridays and Saturdays. Some of them are private events because people book them out, and people fly them to
wherever,
or they'll fly them down to Florida because they're that good.
Oh, yeah, and I wish, I'll see if I can bring up the clip, but I have never really been successful at doing our own video clips. Unless I've uploaded them in advance. But Andrew got a really great video clip of Michelle on stage about 2-3 weeks ago. And here we go. Anyway, she got a great clip. One day I'll show it, but I forgot the question. She says, I've been working on healing and clearing karmic patterns relationships. I want to make sure that it is cleared and brought into the current timeline, ready to be done. Rock it. Okay. Yay. So that's for you, Steve.
I've been working on healing through our parents' relationships. I want to make sure that it's clear and brought into the current timeline, ready to be done. Cool. So let's work on that. So can she get on the show? Can I, or no?
Michelle, if you want to get on the show, I can send you a link. I don't know if she's able to.
Will they hear her speak or no?
Oh, I'd love to have her speak, but I mean, I'm going to send her a link to the show to actually get on. And Michelle, if you are not show ready, you can have your screen dark, but you can still speak and just have your audio on and your video off.
Okay.
So I'm going to send that to you, Michelle, in a text message, and I'll also send it to you in an email. So you have it as a text message, and I'm sending in an email. Okay. All right, so that one went through. All right, so let's give her.
All right, so she wants to clear karmic patterns with relationships. right? So the first thing, let's make sure that she's connected first. So we'll just do that. So we'll go in here, we'll go mind and body, mind and mind, both. We're connected there. So the mind and body are connected. We're going to check earth, so the spirit, mind, body to earth. And we're going to check universe, spirit, mind, universe to body. Good. So she's connected and she's tuned in. And we just want to find limiting beliefs that might be there that are not allowing what's best for her to show up. But the reality is that everything that shows up was what's best for you. It's just showing you a reflection of what's inside.
Okay, we got her here. Say hello.
Oh, awesome.
Hello. I didn't hear anything that was just said because I was getting on.
No, I was just getting you in tune. I was just tuning your body to be able to receive it. So
perfect.
But here's what we want to do. I want to, you said how you want to lift these karmic patterns. And so the karmic patterns are there in your subconscious mind. They're belief systems. But what you have to understand is that when karmic situations arise, they arise as just a window into what needs to be healed. Everyone that's in your life is just playing a movie to push you towards ascension. And so the biggest thing I always tell everyone and that wants to attract love in their life is that the only reason everyone's unique, but really nobody is special. And I say that because the only reason anyone is special in your life is because the love and the came from within inside you. The power was always within inside you and you chose to give it to them. So we always want to have that value within inside us and know that, you know, we're ultimately the ones that choose. Right? So
absolutely.
Right? So we are the choosers. So what is it that you suffer with? Like the karmic patterns you say that are there, and what is it that you attract in your life that you don't want?
And I'm going to put this in the past because I really have, actually just within the last week, I feel like I have turned the corner on this, but I want to make sure it's gone.
Yeah.
Attracting people that initially are, it seems like the relationship is very on fire. And this can be romantic or business or, you know, all sorts of relationships.
Yeah.
And then slowly... but eventually, it seems as though they become emotionally unavailable or the passion dies out and it becomes very complacent. And I'm a Scorpio, so I'm always like, no, we're going to work on this. Let's make it the best it can be, you know? And that doesn't seem to be meeting the same kind of people.
So if I have you say men always leave me, it resonates. So there's a belief system that's there that men will always leave you, right? Mm. So we need to shift that. And so the what you want in your life, and we don't want to focus on what we don't want, but what we want in our life is a partner, a committed partner.
Yeah.
Fago is sending you love noises, if you can hear her.
I can hear her.
So I just want you to say, I'm ready for a committed partner.
I'm ready for a committed partner.
There it is. Infinite love and gratitude. So you're attracting people in your life that weren't committed or couldn't stay because there's a part of you that on a subconscious level believes you're not ready for a committed partner.
Mm.
Right? So, Matt, I want you to say this. I would just say men are loyal.
Men are loyal.
Infinite love and gratitude. It doesn't resonate. Infinite love and gratitude. I want you to say it again.
Men are loyal.
And committed.
Men are loyal and committed.
There it is. Infinite love and gratitude.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. We just did it. Infinite love and gratitude. If you don't believe they are, then what are you going to get, right?
Yep.
Men are loyal and committed. I want you to say it again.
Men are loyal and committed.
Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. So I want you to say it again. Men are loyal and committed.
Men are loyal and committed.
Finally, there it is.
Yeah.
So if your belief system about the opposite sex is men aren't loyal, they're not committed, they're untrustworthy, if that's your belief system, then that's what you're going to draw in. And it's always going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so what the difference is that you have to show up in the relationship knowing that this is the right one. Right? Use your intuition to know. because there are loyal and committed men. You can't ever put anyone into the same category as everyone else.
Right.
Okay. So men are loyal and committed. Is there more with that we need to do? No chakra. No cord chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4 heart chakra. So we're going to go to the heart chakra, which is colored green. So I want you to just picture the color green. And then I'm going to go into that. I'm going to pinch the hair to access the DNA and change the DNA expression of this input level of gratitude. It's this occurrence. This is a past life thing. 1, 2, 3 lives ago. So 3 lives ago. Somebody left you for another man. Right. Oh wow, that's actually wild. So actually you were married.
That'll do it, won't it?
Yeah, I know. That's what it was. So 3 lives ago, the guy you were with left you for another guy.
Yep.
That's what I heard.
So we just let
him
pull up an experience and draw that men are safe and trustworthy. Good, we pull that in. Good. Men are honest.
Men are honest.
If I love gratitude, if I love gratitude, men are honest. Good.
I'm taking it.
I don't want you to say it's safe to be vulnerable.
It's safe to be vulnerable.
If I love gratitude, it's safe to be vulnerable.
To be vulnerable.
There we go. Good. I have a soulmate that exists.
I have a soulmate that exists.
If I love gratitude, I have a soulmate.
I have a soulmate.
Good. The universe wants me with a divine partner.
The universe wants me with a divine partner.
Infinite love and gratitude. I want you to say it again. The universe wants me with a divine partner.
The universe wants me with a divine partner.
There you go. Good. Because we get into relationships to heal each other and to influence the collective to raise the consciousness. That's the whole point of them. We don't get into relationships for needs and wants. We get into them for purpose. And so it's to serve each other and to raise the collective. All right. So let's find the pattern behind it. Is it emotional? Is it biochemical? Is it structural? Is it spiritual? Yeah. Input level gratitude is spiritual balance. So we're in this heart chakra. The heart chakra has been closed from 3 lives ago from that partner leaving. And so we have this spiritual balance that's been there from your thought, input level gratitude, your feelings, and your actions. Input level gratitude. So it's your mind, your heart, and your will that have all disconnected from 3 lives ago that have not allowed the fire, the earth, the metal, the water, the wood element to flow. So the liver can now feed the spleen, infinite love and gratitude. And so in that liver element, it's like you're not branching out, being your true self, planting yourself there, knowing that it's going to come in. And so you don't nurture yourself because you aren't rooting yourself in your core beliefs, which that you, men are loyal, right? Men are committed. You just have to actually believe that, and it'll manifest in. So once we get rid of that, now we go into how to express emotionally, structurally, specific, all structure. So all the bones, cards, ligaments, muscles, joints, organs, fascia, lymphatic circulation, nerves, integument, and scar tissue are expressing emotions of over some low self-esteem. So I want you to go into low self-esteem, the things that you doubt about yourself. And I want you to play a movie in your mind while you look at a picture of yourself or look into the mirror.
Okay.
Can you get a mirror or something by you? So you can look right in your eyes.
Hold on.
Yep.
Yes.
And I want you to look in your eyes and say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
For a loving.
Relationship.
With a divine partner. That supports me. And respects me. And understands me. Infinite love and gratitude. I'm deserving. Yeah, that you're deserving. That's not the problem. Anything else with that? No. And emotion, no. Expression channel, holding pattern, mind, body. Infinite love and gratitude. Your body. Specific element cells, organs, glands, pathogens. Infinite love and gratitude. We got a virus here, so I'm going to do this. Epstein-Barr, so if I swipe the head, it's there. It's affecting the liver, so we're going to integrate that. And Good, because it's a sense of unworthiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that unworthiness that attracts in viruses, and then we have gut problems and other immune-related issues because of the virus a lot in there. Epstein-Barr is not that harsh for now. People think it is, but emotion, expression channel, good, holy pattern, body, specific element cells, organs, glands, pathogens, sense systems, one, immune digestive system, if you upgrade your digestive system, she needs Purova. Any other system, body, element, cell, specific nucleus, if you lower the nucleus of the cell, and the intestine, and their parts of the cell, body, holding pattern, close that out. For love and gratitude, we're out of that past life now. We're back now, and now if I have you say, I'm fully ready for a committed partner.
For a committed partner.
That's loyal.
That's loyal.
And honest.
And honest.
Nice, and we're all set there. So it's solid as a rock. How does that feel when you say it now?
Like I actually believed it.
Yeah, so I got that it was real too. I felt your energy shift,
right,
Michelle.
So there it was a whole thing from a past life ago. You had a partner that left you for another man.
Yeah, makes sense. Everything you said made total sense. The respect thing especially.
Have you had experiences with the men here in this life that have left you? They're kind of very feminine.
None that have left me. Not.
Physically. You question their sexuality. They were with you, but they question their sexuality.
Yeah,
it's a karmic pattern that was repeating.
That's so interesting. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Actually, a couple. That's really interesting, and I'm just now thinking about that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so that's why. I mean, the men that you were attracted were men that were questioning their sexuality. And that's there's entirely why there's a lot of intimacy problems and things like that.
True.
Right, but you were attracting that in because of that past experience of being left, and so you were going to continue to be left until you know that you're meant to be with a committed divine partner. Because it's like you just didn't trust men.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's see what happens now.
Oh, it'll happen. I have no doubt.
Well, in divine timing, it always happens.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So,
thanks so much.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Before you hang up, I just want to give some dates. Michelle will be on the show with her beautiful face live right now, just with her gorgeous picture, July 5th. And that's Tuesday morning, same time, same bat station. And so we'll be doing free intuitive readings then. The week before that, or next week, next Tuesday, we have Don Sandell, who wrote the book Positive Mind Shift, and he talks about the I've known him for several years. He's a great leader. I encourage everybody to join in. And then Dr. Steve is back with us. I think it's July. Let me go to July. Hold on. Do you know the dates off that? It's July 19th, right? Yep. Yep, July 19th is the next date, and then after that we're in August, and I want to say it's July 23rd, or August 23rd. So July 19th, August 23rd, we're scheduling lots of shows out in advance. We've got these events that we're holding in Woodstock. People, I aim to bring community together. Because if we bring like-minded people together, or even not like-minded people together, and find compromise and a way to be without the judgment, right? Like that's nirvana. That's nirvana, where we can all be and be different and still love each other or respect each other. So anything anybody wants to add before we sign off?
Those spirits just told me you're right on track. I get the ringing in my ears.
Oh, you got the ringing in your ears. Okay. And I'm going to take off because I want to make sure that because I'm just a mother who just loves her children in a way that's crazy. let's just get a close-up of the girls. Hi, girls. I love you. I miss you. Mommy, we'll see you in a long time. See you in 11 days or 12 days. All right, everybody. Thank you. I am so grateful. We really had so much of the tribe come out today. So grateful for everybody's participation. Courtney, Michelle, Maika, Mariah, Lisa, Mavinci, Anderson. And we had a lot of people. We had on Instagram, our first time on Instagram. We're only going to get better. We had Eartha Perini, Julie DeVilbiss. We had James Byrat and Andrew, you were on there as well. We had Boris, Emmy, and George. So, you know, here, and Lucky Box Cutter. I don't know who that is. But, you know, we are so grateful. So, you know, tune in. We aim to, together as a collective, raise the consciousness of the universe. So, God bless.
Great. It was great to be on again.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. So let me see if I can do what I'm supposed to do from a, yeah. All right.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.
You too. Bye.